Wyoming senior Republican Senator Mike Enzi is on a special budget conference committee that he says has already become a moot point. Matt Laszlo reports from Washington on why he's given up on the group before it's really gotten to work.
Senator Mike Enzi, along with 17 Senate Republicans, voted against the final deal to reopen the federal government and avoid a potential default on the nation's debt. That deal to reopen the government, which passed without their votes, set up a budget conference committee, the goal of which is to come up with a budget outline by December 13th. Enzi is one of the biggest proponents of Congress doing its committee work and not just cobbling together last-minute deals. So why is he complaining about this formal budget conference committee?
Well, it's not regular order. This should have been done before April 15th. That's what the budget law requires.
Enzi says the conference committee's work should have been done months ago so that the Senate could have worked on actual spending bills, not mere budget outlines.
And had we started voting on those one a week starting in April, we would have been done well before October. There would have been no shutdown of the government. Every agency would know exactly what they could spend for the next year. That's how it's supposed to work. We have to get back to doing that.
But the government did shut down. New York Democrat Nita Lowey, who was also on the panel, says that fact increases pressure on Enzi and the 28 others to reach a deal now.
The shutdown cost our economy 120,000 jobs, billions in economic activity. This conference committee must be successful.
Most lawmakers hope sequestration, the indiscriminate budget cuts, can be rearranged by the committee. Many Democrats want it unwound completely. But Enzi says he doesn't mind having it on the books, even if many people back home hate it.
I'd like for sequestration to cut the worst first, and in that case, I'd like for it to stay in. It's the first time that we've reduced spending since the Korean War for 2 years in a row. So it is making a difference. We do have to reduce spending.
Enzi adds that the reductions need to be meaningful, unlike what he says the president has been doing.
He's been selective. And it shows up the discontinuance of the White House self-guided tours. That's an $18,000 cost every year. I don't know how you make $1 trillion savings out of that.
As for the pain being felt by sequestration, Enzi says programs like Head Start have faced bigger cuts under sequestration because bureaucrats have been hoarding money instead of distributing it to places like Wyoming.
The pain ought to be in Washington, not out where the kids live.
Democrats say sequestration could be easily unwound if Republicans like Enzi just agreed to tweak the tax code. Maryland's Chris Van Hollen is the top Democrat on the House Budget Committee. He says it's unhelpful that Enzi and the others in budget negotiations are rejecting tax reform from the get-go.
These tax loopholes are spending through the tax code, so we don't see any reason why you should leave these off the table. I mean, why do you want to protect special interest tax breaks for hedge fund managers?
Enzi says Democrats still haven't gotten the message from voters. He says they just want more taxes in order to get more spending.
They're playing politics with it, and they're trying to find ways to raise more revenue so that they can spend more. If it was raising more revenue to pay down the debt, there might be some common ground there, but it's raising more to be able to do a whole bunch of new programs. And I don't think that's what the American people want.
U.S. Representative Lowey, the New York Democrat, says this conference committee offers lawmakers in both parties a way to fix the economic damage caused by the shutdown.
This just amplifies the stakes of our conference committee's work, and I hope that our committee will really begin working in earnest toward an agreement in the coming days to prevent the economic damage that partisan politics and the sequester could cause in the coming months.
But Enzi isn't holding out any hope. He predicts lawmakers will merely fund the government at the same level as last year.
What I see coming out of it is not a budget committee deal, just another continuing resolution to allow government to spend the way that it's spending right now. And that isn't going to work either.
Enzi is hoping to use his perch on the budget conference committee to call for spending reforms and reductions. It's the same message he's been bringing for years, one that seems to perpetually fall on deaf ears. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.